You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Seeing people grow here has been amazing. And so I want to just like pass that on to kind of that next generation of team members.
If you're going to McDonald's today, be aware that fast food workers around the country plan on walking off the job. Rallies for better pay are planned in 230 cities today. This is USA Headline News.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators' 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Gorgeous hand-scraped Supreme Bamboo is just $179. Exotic hardwood, laminate, and more is up to 77% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill is clearing up some recent comments she made in regards to so-called one-on-one players in college basketball. The Democrat tells CBS this morning that her tweets surrounding the Final Four weren't directed at the players, but rather the rules that the NCAA has in place in relation to the NBA.
This isn't about those young men. This is about a system that the grown-ups have allowed to come into place where you have a crazy situation where a coach is making $10 million a year and these players can't afford to go home and visit their families. It's nuts.
McCaskill commented about players who go to college for 1 year before departing for the NBA, saying it was more like an audition for the pros and not fair to even call them student-athletes. Her comments followed some similar ones from Wisconsin head coach Bo Ryan, whose team lost to Duke in the national championship game. She spoke specifically about some Duke players who will likely leave for the NBA after one season.
Calipari is not recruiting kids to go to college. He's recruiting kids saying to them, do one and done at my school because more of my players go to the NBA. And so let's say go straight from high school if you want to go. I've got no problem with these kids going to the NBA. But let's not call this students because we're now recruiting these kids for an NBA tryout, not to go to college.
Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill says players that do decide to go to school and play basketball should get some money.
If you're not going to go straight from high school and you're going to be in college, let's make sure that these kids at least have a stipend so they're not having to break the rules.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Modern Design. I am very pleased to have in the studio again my guest returning, and her name is the lovely Patty Dewey of Seabrook Wall Coverings. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Rich.
Okay, let's do some of the weather this morning, and then we'll get right into our show. The computer is telling me that today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 67 degrees. I think we're going to have a beautiful day today. It looks like it's going to be the best day of the rest of the week until the weekend. Tonight it's going to be mostly clear with a low of 39, which is still kind of low, I guess. Thursday it's going to be sunny with a high of 64. Looks good. Thursday night, scattered showers with 30% chance of rain. On Friday, there's a 50% chance of rain with a high of 64 degrees. And Friday night will be mostly cloudy. And Saturday, a high of 70. Wow, it's going to be a nice weekend, Patty. You have good plans for the weekend?
Absolutely.
Okay. For those of you that don't know or didn't tune into one of our previous shows, Patty and I have worked together for many years now, more than I'd like to admit. Patty is in charge of the area that I deal with Seabrook Wall Coverings, which I believe is the largest, maybe the largest...
largest independent distributor of wall covering in the United States.
Wow, wow. And why don't you tell us a little about the history of Seabrook again? I found it very interesting last time.
Seabrook is family-owned and operated. We are 105 years old.
Wow.
And we're based in Memphis, Tennessee. Of course, I'm based out of New Jersey. We have sales reps nationwide, and we distribute mainly wall covering, both residential and commercial.
Right.
We don't own any mills. We go to various mills throughout the country.
Okay.
And have our product made, and most of our product is made right here in the U.S. It's made either in New York, New Jersey, or Pennsylvania.
Isn't it nice to know?
Really great.
Yeah, isn't it nice that we're employing people in that capacity in the tri-state area?
Yes,
people
absolutely.
Mostly, yeah, I unfortunately was pessimistic under the impression that we didn't have manufacturing
oh,
anymore.
Oh no, we have manufacturing. In fact, we have some of the oldest right in this area, the oldest factories.
It isn't great that we have that, and we still have that.
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, besides the Seabrook name, are there any other names that Seabrook is a part of that it's Seabrook, but it's not like their books, it's a different name?
Yeah, we have different brand names.
Okay. What would be some of your brand names that maybe our listeners would recognize?
Have Seabrook Designs.
Okay.
We have Collins and Company.
Okay.
One of our... designer lines are really sought after designer lines is the Carl Robinson collections.
Okay.
We have some beautiful, unusual papers in those collections. Some of them are grasses that are printed. We have cork designs. We have embroidered papers in those collections. I mean, they're just stunning. We also have some of our older brands are Carrie Lind, but that's on our commercial side.
Right. But I do see Carrie Lind in all the paint and stores, and I've purchased Carrie Lind.
Yes, Carrie Lind is a well-known brand. We also have Sandpiper Designs.
Sandpiper's very popular also, and you do see that.
We brand a lot now under the Seabrook brand.
Okay.
It's either Seabrook Designs or Seabrook Wall Coverings,
right.
Just to get our name
out there,
with wall coverings, since we are really a wall covering distributor.
Exactly. And for just a little insight here, when we were getting ready to go on, when I came into studio, Patty and I kind of discussed the woes that I'm still feeling with my clients about when I bring in the W word, and that is wall covering. And it's funny that Patty and I sort of, and certainly that's what she does for a living, but we can still commiserate that people are still, I don't know what it is, but they're really afraid of wall covering. And if I cannot stress enough to people, if you have a large home and you have a lot of sheetrock, I love paint. I love color. Besides Maven Hill Designs, my other company is Maven Hill Painting. I paint every week. I do color consultations. I do seminars on color, and paint is very important. But when you have a large house, every room can't be solid painted colors. It just needs something else. And wallpaper brings something to the table that nothing else does, don't you think?
Absolutely. And I think part of the problem, Rich, is when people... First of all, wall covering is something that lasts a long time.
Sure.
And a lot of people remember wall covering from their grandmother's homes or maybe their parents' homes. And at that point in time, because a lot of the structures were older and people wanted to cover up imperfections in the walls.
Correct, in the walls, yeah.
They papered everything.
Right, and you see the bulges coming through.
Yes, yeah. And everything had wallpaper.
Right.
But that's not what you and I are talking about.
No.
We're talking about giving a room the wow factor,
right,
or giving it some kind of character.
Character.
And
yeah,
that's what wall covering can do.
Right.
So I think that people need, if they haven't looked at wall covering in a while, go into the stores and look through the books. It's actually artwork for the walls.
Right.
And you don't need it in every room, as you say. Every house has a place for paint. They have a place for texture. They have a place for fabrics. They have,
right,
a place for wall covering.
Exactly.
And I have a very interesting story. I was in a retail store last week. A woman came in who obviously liked wall covering.
Right.
She had a room in her home that had 20-foot ceilings.
Wow.
Okay. You know, like a two-story.
Right. Like
that had a stone fireplace.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
It was a family room.
Right.
She came in and she said, I just need something for this room. I just had the house painted. It looks beautiful, but there's something missing.
Missing, right.
So she had in mind something that she wanted. She started going through books, and I had a new book that had come out recently called Avant-Garde, mm-hmm, under Seabrook Designs.
Right.
And it has some very huge contemporary type splashes of color that represent florals.
Well, that could work well, especially because of the scale, because you have,
yes,
the 20-foot ceiling.
And she looked at this black and white floral design,
uh-huh,
and she said, that's it. That is what I need.
Right, right. You need.
And she knew that she needed something in that room to make a statement.
Exactly.
Because she said, it just doesn't look like anything.
Exactly. And that's something that wallpaper brings to the table. Whether you have an older home and you have a powder room that's just not cutting it with, you know, with no interior windows or not a lot of architecture, you can create that with wallpaper. Or you have a big space. You know, the problem we have with some of the new construction homes, and I think maybe that's going to start to change a little bit, but once the late 90s hit and the dot-comers were out there and people were spending money and moving out further into the suburbs, everybody wanted the McMansion. And there's,
yes,
a lot of those houses out there, and they are loaded with sheetrock and two-story rooms and not necessarily a lot of character. And certainly you can create some character with moldings and some things you do. But when you have that many rooms and that much exposed sheetrock, you have to do something else. You have to bring texture to the surface. And I've always said, in my ideal world, the balance would be beautiful walls with nice, clean white trim and ceilings, a little bit of maybe faux paint, and a little bit of wallpaper. And the balance of that with fabrics and so on make a home a home, don't,
yes,
you think?
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. And you don't have to have bright and bold patterns. Of course, we do a lot of bright and bold. And, you know, that's fine. But you can also have just a subtle design in the background to display your beautiful artwork on.
Exactly. Or texture. You know, one of the things that I'm very big on is texture, because I think it's another layer. So I always want to pick a wall covering that I can put a picture over. That's how, for myself, I, mm-hmm, judge wall coverings. I want a wall covering, unless it's like a focal wall or an accent wall. For the most part, I pick wall coverings that are beautiful, that have color and texture, but I know that I can put beautiful artwork on that, and it still works.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's what makes it palatable, and it also makes it stand the test of time. Well, Patty, we're about to go to commercial, but when we come back from commercial, I want to talk about trends. Our show is all about trends, and the last couple of shows have been about spring and what's new for spring. I think we're also hungry with the weather finally changing.
Absolutely.
To what's new for spring. Okay, we will be right back after commercial break with more of Modern Design.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community, bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. There are tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And we are back with Modern Design. For those of you that want to meet me or come take a look at my shop or get some ideas, I am located in the Kitchen Expo Plaza in Flemington at the Flemington Circle. It's 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. For those of you who have been around for a long time, we were in the former Lennox store. Ideal Tile is on one end, and on the other end of the strip mall that we're in was California Grill. So please come visit me. Also, if you'd like to text me, people have been texting me pictures of their rooms with questions. I love to field those. They're fun to do. My phone number is 908-884-0770. Feel free to send me your text with your pictures and your design dilemmas and see if I can be of some assistance to you. Okay, when we were last, before we went to commercial, we were talking with Patty, and we're just about to transition to trends. Now, Patty's somebody who has her pulse, and I always look for inspiration to Patty because she's out there and she sees so much and has done so much of what's new for spring. I think people, as I say, we had such a lousy winter. I think they're so hungry for spring. Let's bring color. Let's bring light.
Yes.
Why don't you tell me what's trending or what you're seeing? I know you did a lot of research for this.
Okay. This season, there's a move toward cooler and softer side of the color spectrum.
Okay.
People are using understated brights.
Okay.
Okay. And I think if you look at nature,
okay,
if you look at what's blooming now,
right,
the colors that you see in flowers, like we're seeing I just saw this morning the cherry blossoms.
Right.
You're seeing the yellow daffodils. You're right. Seeing some of the hyacinths come up in the pinks and the lavenders and the purples and, you know, the softer butter yellows.
Right.
So those are all sort of to the softer side, the pastels.
You know, it's funny you say that because I do publish a blog. I write a blog, and my this week's journal was all about the yellow is the reminiscent of spring.
So yes.
I'm seeing yellow in a lot of accent colors. Gray and yellow is very popular for spring, I'm seeing, and navy and yellow are
navy and yellow.
But
absolutely.
In a contemporary way.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. And I think you need to, again, look toward nature.
Sure.
Because we're seeing a lot of the natural elements, whether it be the silhouettes of botanicals or, you know, flowers, of course, are still big. I mean, they remind us sometimes of older times, but people want to go back to a romantic period of time.
Right.
And they also like the retro look.
Right.
Okay. So, and that all brings in feelings to most of us of simpler times when we weren't on the treadmill all the time. We seemed to have more time.
Or maybe don't you think better times too, Patty?
Oh, better. Absolutely.
You know, you turn on the news now, it's so depressing. I find it hard to even get through the news. So I think people are hungry for nostalgia.
Yes, I think they are as well.
Right.
And, you know, those retro things also fall into the folk category, the magical world, they call it.
Okay.
And when we think magical, like in New Jersey, for example, we think of the beach. I mean, that's a magical place for us to go. We can relax. We can, you know, fall back. We can turn off maybe the electronic devices, you know, and get away from the high tech and everything.
Oh, yes.
And that gives us a sense of a tropical landscape.
Right.
So we're seeing, in fact, we just came out with a really good book from Carl Robinson called Island, and it's all about the tropics.
Wow.
And the book just came out last week, and of course I've sold it in to a few people, and I got a text yesterday saying, everybody loves the book. We've made our first sale, you know, because people like that. They want to relax. One of the other things is we feel compelled to disconnect from all the technology that we have, you know, and we need a place where we can go for maybe some quiet time, like to the quiet zone.
Sure.
So that's all about your home. Your home is where you feel safe. It's where you experience an oasis of types, you know, where you can just kick back.
Right.
You know, and that brings us to a few other things where soft color use and warm tones are used to create a soothing escape from the everyday hustle and bustle that we're all part of.
There's a lot of psychology that goes into this, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. There is courses available on the color, the psychology of color.
Right. Right. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm involved sometimes and invited to the Benjamin Moore and Sherwin-Williams. They have color forecasting, and I've gotten to go to them of the previews of what's coming. So it's kind of nice to be ahead of the trend, and I try to give that, you know, if you go with me, give that to my customers so that we're ahead of the trends. But I think wallpaper maybe even more so. Do you know what I'm saying? Because it's more involved as far as sort of setting the pace for what's going on in the world, which is kind
in the world.
Crazy.
I mean, we take cues from, as I've said before, the fashion industry.
Sure.
As does everyone.
Oh, yeah.
The car manufacturers do. The cosmetic people do, who do the packaging.
Right.
The wallpaper and fabric people do. The fashion industry sets the trends, and Europe sets them before they come here to America.
It's true. Even in cars, you do see trends. For a while now, the color that we see, I don't know if you noticed this, it's going to change to something else now, but it's been white. Everywhere you go, everybody has a white car.
A white is beautiful.
So everybody, but you know, it's fashion, it's times, it is all related.
Yes.
You know, and there's a lot of thought that goes into these things too. People don't just think randomly they happen. No, they don't. There's a lot of thought. People sitting at tables saying, strategizing what's next. And we need to be aware of that.
And when you speak of the psychology of color.
Sure.
I did a seminar one time. I attended a seminar that a psychologist from UCLA gave on the sound of color. And she actually had done research playing the sounds of color.
Right.
And and this is amazing to me, when she played the sounds of the color orange,
okay,
I got a terrible, terrible headache.
Really?
A terrible headache. I could not stand the sound.
What does orange sound like?
Oh, it was, to me, it was abrasive. It was like a squealing, a screeching.
Really?
And I had been working for a gentleman whose last name was Thresher.
Okay.
And the first, she said, think of the first thing that comes to your mind. And I'm thinking, Thresher, pressure, pressure, pressure.
Oh, no wonder you're so irritated.
And my head just, you know, as opposed to, say, blue. Blue has a very calming effect.
Soothing, right?
Soothing.
I do blue in bedrooms and master bathrooms a lot.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. I'm wearing blue today.
You're great in it, by the way. I wish we had television. Maybe we will if you guys keep liking me on Facebook.
I have a different color blue on, okay. And Rich has blue on today,
right.
As well.
Right.
But to look at them, it's very soothing.
Right.
It has a calming effect.
I'm a blue boy. One day, I did my laundry and I thought, oh my God, I'm a Smurf. Everything is blue. Blue is a color that looks good on everybody, too, right? You could be a redhead, you could
yes.
be bald, you could be a dark brunette, you could be ethnic. Everybody looks good in blue.
Everybody looks good in blue, and
right.
all shades of blue.
Yes, yes.
And talking of blue, again, we're seeing a reemergence of blue.
Blue, yes.
Blue is big, and it's just all phases, whether it looks like the water, which we see in the tropics,
right.
or whether it's... you know, just a sky blue.
Right.
Some of the fashion magazines now are showing a lot of blue.
I think blue is going to surpass gray. I think gray will still be around, but I think gray is going to start to phase out a little bit.
Right.
And I think gray is going to transition to blue. We see a lot of blue grays. I'm doing a lot of blue grays like that wallpaper
yes.
we recently did with you. But I think all shades of blue, to me, that's what I see. Maybe,
yeah.
you know, please feel free to disagree with
right.
me if you don't.
No,
think
no,
so.
I agree.
All
and
shades of blue from the very turquoisey blue to a really rich dark navy, reinvented, done differently,
yes.
maybe paired with more contemporary. But I see blue because it's a good universal color, don't you think?
It
pairs
is.
Well with so many other
it
colors.
It pairs well. And we're seeing it used a lot more. Not that it's ever not been used, but
right.
we're seeing a reemergence in the commercial end, too, with the assisted livings.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so a lot of the designers who work on that, they're using blue carpets. They're using blue fabrics. You know, they want blue for the window treatments.
Oh, sure.
They want blue accents for the walls.
And in previous years, it hadn't been. It was a lot of the warm colors. We saw reds and golds. And now
reds and golds,
yes.
right? We saw teals.
Right.
We saw the mauves and the teals for a long time, the
right.
sea foams and
right.
the peaches.
Right.
Now they're gravitating toward the blues.
Yeah.
And speaking of gray, I read something very interesting, and I don't know if your listeners have followed this or not, but if you look through the circulars that you get from the department stores,
sure.
you see a lot of stainless steel. Well,
right.
stainless steel is beautiful, but it's hard to keep clean
Boy,
and to keep
is
the
this.
Finger marks and
Off.
Everything.
Right.
So now they're gravitating toward like a graphite gray.
Right, right.
Graphite gray is big, and I'm
yeah.
seeing it in the circulars.
Definitely, definitely. No, it's just, you know, what you say is it's all about psychology. But I think as many of us do, they're looking for people like us to put them on trend and to show us what's working, what's fun. And you want to be a part of what's popular. And I think that's what design is about. Design is meant to be fun. It's meant to be inclusive. And I think it's important to be on top of those
right.
specific
trends.
Right.
And it's meant to express an individual's personality as well.
Exactly. All right. We're about to go to news, actually, right now. And then after news, we're really going to talk about, we're going to get into the meat of this, and we're going to give you great tips for your home for the spring and projects that you can do and change your home. And we will be back with more of Modern Design after the news.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill doesn't think Americans have any reason to worry about a nuclear deal with Iran. The Democrat tells CBS this morning that the deal doesn't mean the U.S. will trust Iran to keep up its end of the bargain.
This is about having an agreement where we can verify 24/7 whether or not they have violated this agreement. And so this is not about trust. We don't trust Iran. We never trust Iran.
Republicans have been working on a bill that would allow Congress to review and approve the final nuclear deal. It's day two of campaigning for Hillary Clinton in Iowa. Today she'll hold a roundtable for small business at a fruit company outside Des Moines. Yesterday was also a roundtable day for Clinton. Dramatic new video from a police cruiser's dash cam in southern Arizona is going viral and making national headlines. It shows an officer running down an armed suspect with his police cruiser and violently colliding with a man. Jurors are still trying to reach a verdict in the murder trial of former New England Patriot Aaron Hernandez. Jurors completed a sixth full day of deliberations yesterday without a decision. This is USA Headline News.
Have you ever had a piece of chocolate cake call you into the kitchen? Has the Dairy Queen sign ever forced your car into the drive-thru lane? Have you ever had a bag of chips dive off the counter right into your hands? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, speaking for the ILikeHowILook.com website. Chances are, at some time in your day, you have been and will continue to be the victim of cravings. ILikeHowILook.com website realizes that you can't hide in your closet all day just to avoid snack attacks. That's why they recommend the 10-2-in-a-chew weight loss system. 10-2-in-a-chew offers powerful, natural appetite suppressants to put cravings on the run. To see a video explaining how it works, just go to ILikeHowILook.com. They will send you a free sample. Most people notice a difference the very first day. It's much easier to lose weight without those sneaky cravings, so watch the video at ILikeHowILook.com. That's ILikeHowILook.com.
Okay, and we are back with Modern Design. Again, if any of you would like to come see me at the showroom, I am in Flemington, New Jersey, and my phone number is 908-884-0770. If you'd like to book an appointment, if you'd like to pick my brain a little bit, I'd love to speak to you. We're back with Patty Dewey from Seabrook Wall Coverings, and we're talking about not only all things wall covering, but we're talking today about spring trends, color, and home design and fashion. So Patty and I were, before the news break, we were talking about what she's seeing out there and what's current. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Patty.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to go back to discussing the blue a little
bit.
Sure. Deep blue, as you say, we call it navy, but it can have a bit of a different cast to
it. Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit updated from the navy we knew years ago when the men wore, you know, the gray blazer. And
I also feel that navy is not as conservative as it used to be, because I see it paired in a lot of contemporary. You know, you'll see you'll see like a herringbone pattern with white and yellow bold, and then like a lacquery dark blue. Like it's sort of reinvented.
Yes.
Whereas classically, I think people thought of navy as very traditional.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not traditional anymore.
Exactly.
And as we were saying, it's a calming color.
Right.
But the blue, the darker blues can add drama. And I read something really interesting recently that even if you have black or charcoal, okay, you can add the blue and really add some drama to the room.
Well, I love some black and blue, like we're beating somebody up. I love black and blue together. And often in a scheme when I'm doing a family home, I like to incorporate maybe in one of the rooms or bathrooms, if you will, elements of if I do a blue, like a gray blue on the walls, especially if I'm doing a boys bath or so on, maybe do a black vanity with a white top, and that blue, it's just phenomenal together.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a great combination.
It makes a good combination.
And something you probably wouldn't necessarily think of putting together.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, right.
But you have to like we said before, step out of your comfort zone.
That's when I think you really do something well, when you, and it's, I'll say it's even hard for me to do. But every time, I like to be challenged. So every time I look at something that someone else has done and it's better than what I would have came up with, I'm like, damn, they're good. But can I say that on the radio? But that's what makes you better, when you leave your comfort zone and you say, okay, let's try something different.
And so many homes that you and I go into, their comfort zone is beige.
Oh, my God, yes.
I have a lady, they're afraid of color.
I have a lady in Pittstown who's lovely, and she says her mantra, she's the queen of beige. And I got her to paint her dining room this sort of color called raspberry truffle. And I thought, oh, she's going to just turn this back in a week. But she loves it. It's better than we painted every room in the house.
Yes. But, well, what happens is once you do one area, you'll find that you're gravitating toward that area because it's so nice. It's like I was saying, it's that oasis you're looking for in your home.
Exactly. And color makes you feel good, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Right. Yeah. And it depends on the color. I mean, you know, there's different colors affect people differently. Like
sure.
I was saying about the orange.
Right.
Yellow is a very cheerful color to me. It's,
yeah.
you know, red. Red it excites life.
Right.
You know, it's just, in me, it just, you know, puts a fire under me.
Exactly.
I just love red. But one of the other things that I was reading about is black window sashes. You know the how
you mean painting at the trim or just
painting,
the sash?
Painting at the trim all the way around the window.
Right.
And the way it was described is if you look at a woman's eyes
right.
and you use eyeliner, black eyeliner
or
and
lashes.
Black mascara,
right.
it draws your eye
in
into that part of the face. So now you're seeing windows that are outlined in the black.
Right.
And some people, as you know, if they have beautiful scenery outside their windows,
right.
they don't want to put any window coverings on or they
sure.
want to keep the blinds up.
Right.
That draws your eye not only to the window but to whatever is outside of it as
right.
well.
No, I have been in some commercial spaces and in even some more contemporary homes where we've done some black trim or a black mantle and so on. The problem with for me becomes that I like homes to be very conjointed, very cohesive. So
mm-hmm.
it's very difficult when you have black trim, which can look really good, to transition that to other spaces. So that's the only maybe downside
right.
I could see to that. So you have to use that sparingly.
Yeah, but I think in a more contemporary setting,
right.
that's where this might work.
Yeah, no, but fun and black pairs nicely with a lot of colors.
And the other thing that I was reading about is, as far as furniture goes,
mm-hmm.
sectionals are making a really big appearance again.
Okay.
And a lot of it has to do with people don't feel that they need to have that formal living room anymore.
Well, that is a big, 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 big trend that I have, is that people, things are more and more and more casual. Every house I go to, my clients will say to me, I want to sell my china, because they don't want their formal china. They don't want their formal silver. They want some nice everyday stoneware. They want, you know, nice flatware, and they just want good wine glasses. I
yes.
hear that over and over again, as casual as possible. And we are seeing a casual trend, which I think is going to be with us for a long time.
Yeah, well, people are spending more time in their homes.
Right.
You know. And they want to be comfortable.
Comfortable, exactly.
That's what they want. They
right.
they want that plushness. They don't want that hard, stiff sofa that
exactly.
maybe, you know, you had with the Queen Anne legs
right,
and,
right.
You know, the really stiff back. They
right.
want the feathery down pillows
right.
that come with it. They can kick back and read a book.
Right. And they want it to be relaxed and welcoming and open.
And open.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's
exactly.
right. And the other thing is, you know, we call it the eclectic look.
Uh-huh.
It's very acceptable anymore to combine the contemporary with the traditional.
Oh, my God, yes, more than ever. Right?
And people are now using, like, large dining room tables that maybe have a rustic appeal.
Right.
Or maybe a lodge look. And they're pairing them with contemporary chairs.
Oh, absolutely. There is more of an eclectic mix now than I think ever, and it's more acceptable ever. We're at a funny or an interesting time in design, because, you know, there's not necessarily, for the first time ever, it's not necessarily one look. There's really a variety of things that are out there. I see a lot of contemporary. I see a lot of transitional. I still see a little bit of traditional, but not so much these days. I see a lot of Asian influences.
Yes.
I also see what you said, which was a trend. People want a beachy look. They want to see lots of blues and tans, and their window treatments to be soft and willowy, sort of like the beach. I'm hearing that from people all the time when I go into the house. They like sort of the beach motif and a more casual style. So definitely seeing some of those things.
Right, and that brings us to the woods that people are using.
Right.
People are using woods that have the colors of driftwood.
Exactly. Exactly.
Whether it be in their flooring.
Right.
Or they're using it maybe above the fireplace for the
right.
mantle, or they're
right.
using beams in the ceilings.
Wood is not so formal anymore. People want harvest tables. They want to see rough, exposed wood. And,
exactly.
And that is a very big trend right now.
Yep. And they're looking toward the beach.
Right.
and the pale gray shades of driftwood.
Absolutely.
To use.
Exactly. I see that all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. The other thing I found interesting is the geometric shapes, of course, are really big right now,
sure.
Whether it's in fabrics or wall coverings or carpet for all that matter. And the geometric hexagons are big,
okay.
As are the honeycomb shapes that
right.
look like the beehives.
Right.
They're really hot right now.
Exactly.
And they're using them in designs for odd-shaped chairs
right.
that are very comfortable,
right.
you know, that you can put in the family room.
And fresh-looking. It's something new that we haven't seen in a,
exactly.
a while.
Exactly. And even though it feels very modern, it's very organic at the same time.
True. You know, that's the thing with contemporary. Contemporary can be really welcoming as long as there's an organic element to it. So you can have a chair that's a little sort of funky or oddly shaped, but if it has like a nice grounded fabric, there's a level of comfort there, don't you think?
Exactly. Yeah. And as far as, you know, the organics on the walls,
right.
We'll repeat again like we did the last time. Grass cloths are very, very big right now.
Right. Patty, tell my listeners how often I order different grass cloths from you.
Oh,
you probably don't even have to, like, write my order down. You're probably,
no,
okay, just tell me
know.
How you know what I want. I am such a proponent. And let's talk about grass cloths, because it's not the grass cloth from the 1970s and 80s. It's certainly reinvented. And I want to talk about what you offer. And this probably scares people because they're thinking of grass cloth that could never possibly go. You have a good selection of textured grass-looking cloths that are actually not grass at all.
Right,
they're bringing some texture to the surface, but I use them a lot in powder rooms, and they're mm-hmm. just terrific. I should let you speak on that, actually.
Yeah. Well, they're actually vinyls.
Right.
You know, they're vinyls, so they're very, very usable in bathrooms or
durable.
Kitchens, for example. Very
right.
durable. You can scrub them. If the kids mark them up, you can wash them down. So that's the beauty of the vinyl product.
Right.
And we even have a residential vinyl. Now, what you use is mainly commercial.
Commercial, yeah.
But we did a residential line.
Right.
Where we photographed real grass cloths.
Right.
And then we printed them. And
right.
if you don't touch them, they look real.
Yeah.
And what we also did, grass cloth has a natural paneling effect.
Right.
People love the look of the natural grasses, but sometimes when they get it on the wall, they don't, if they're not told, they don't like the fact that you can see each panel.
Right, because it has sort of a layered effect in a way.
Yes, yeah. But it's inherent to a real grass cloth. That's
exactly.
the way it's meant to
exactly,
be.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, we have people who complain about that.
See, I think that's part of the
they
charm.
Have to understand
what
that,
grass
though.
Cloth is and magnification.
Right.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
So what we did is we photographed the real grasses.
Okay.
We made it into a residential wall covering that has a match and
wow.
a repeat.
Uh huh.
So when you put each strip up, you match the design.
Right.
And you see no paneling.
Oh, so it's very consistent.
Yes, and of course it's vinyl coated. So again, it's washable. It's scrubbable. You can use it in a bathroom or a kitchen.
And I would say, I dare say, relatively affordable as well.
Oh, very affordable. Absolutely.
So, you know, we're coming up to commercial, but I, besides grass cloth, which you know I love, and we were recently talking about, I did most of my grass cloths have been sort of neutral, organic colors, tans, mm-hmm. beiges, sometimes greens, khakis. But in the most recent one, we did sort of like a denim blue grass cloth. And who would think that those two things would go together so beautifully? And I tell you, it really was really, really nice. I mean, it was something that was really different.
And it made the room.
Now, you were talking to me about using some interesting colors and combining an element like grass cloth with some unusual colors. And you were talking about there's a celadon green or a citrus green?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see how that looks.
Citrus green, and we also have like the aqua blue.
Uh-huh.
We have, of course, the neutral tones. We have some like orange.
Okay.
Golden yellows.
Right.
But those are all things, again, that are really popular in the shore areas in New Jersey.
Exactly. And even not so much in the shore areas, because people want to have the feeling that they're not at the beach, they have the beach in the winter time.
Yes.
It definitely would.
Or you want something like that for the kids' bathroom, you know?
Exactly.
You
something
want
a little
something
fun, right?
Fun and colorful.
Exactly. All right, we're going to break for commercial, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I again am so pleased to have my guest, Patty Dewey of Seabrook Wall Coverings, who has a wealth of knowledge and brings so much to the table. And Patty was very gracious. My guest was supposed to be Ralph, who runs my workroom, talking about window treatments. Unfortunately, he's been a little under the weather, and Patty pitched in and in one day said, "Oh, I'll be glad to come in for you." She has pages and pages of notes for this. I don't think she slept last night, although she looks great, but I don't think she slept last night. So let's get back to it. And I know there's some more that you had researched.
Oh, yeah.
We're on trends. We're talking about design trends for spring.
Yeah. This is for the bedroom.
Okay.
Even though this is a classic piece of furniture,
okay,
the four-poster bed is okay, making a comeback.
Wow. Okay. Yes. I wasn't aware of that.
Yes.
I'm doing a lot of upholstered headboards still these days.
Okay.
But it's good to see something else to bring to the table.
Yes, yes. Okay. And the reason that was given why the four-poster is coming back is it's cube-like.
Right.
Okay? It's like almost having four walls
right
around you.
Well, I personally do have a four-poster bed, and I love mine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And it gives you some privacy
right
as well as providing a sanctuary.
It's true. It sort of sets up space like it's there's sort of like nondescript walls there in a way, isn't there? Yeah.
Right. And you can have all your little friends, like your little books.
Okay.
Those are my friends.
Oh, I got scared when you said that. I said, what is she saying?
I love to lie in bed live with my books.
Okay.
You know, all my books are there on my nightstand, okay. And I can read. And okay. So that's nice. And the other thing is, you know how you see these beautiful, huge diamond rings on women's
right.
hands, and
right.
you see these men and women driving in these beautiful sports cars?
Sure.
They're called statement rings and statement
okay.
sports cars.
Right.
Now we have statement lights.
Wow.
The lighting fixtures mm-hmm. in homes
right.
has become really, really popular.
Right.
And one of the most popular is the grid-like. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like different shapes of, again, walls or
right.
panels made
right.
up by all the metal and things in the lights.
Right. Well, we're seeing metal, a lot of metal.
Right. And they're beautiful when they're switched on.
Right.
And they're beautiful when they're off.
They're sort of crystal-like or jewelry-like, aren't they?
Yes. And they sometimes when the lights are off, they look like a sculpture.
Right.
And when the lights are on, they reflect all these beautiful silhouettes
sure.
and designs on your walls.
Exactly.
So it's called a statement light.
And you've heard it here first on Modern Design.
And this one, uh-huh. this one really threw me.
Okay.
And I wasn't so surprised as far as the bathroom go that the vintage tub is coming back. People
oh.
want a place to retreat.
Oh, that I do all the time, and I'll tell you why that is. A lot of us in the 90s and the aughts, the 2000s, everybody wanted the jetted spa tub, and all of us went for this huge surround, this scary cement block
right.
that you had to climb into with a ladder to get into your tub. All I do, Patty, is go in and we get the jackhammer
yes.
and we break that all up. And now we do a vintage tub, and there's nothing that surrounds its floor space. And that is definitely on trend. Break up all that stuff for that tub that you couldn't get into. And it is very different now. People are going back to vintage tubs, clawfoot tubs,
yes.
or simple and not a huge surround around your
right.
tub.
And they're yeah. beautiful.
They
and
are
you
beautiful.
Can, and you can soak and have a nice warm bath in it. And again, it helps you to get away from the low tech or away from the high tech.
Exactly.
Into the low tech area.
Exactly.
But this is what I found really surprising.
Okay.
Is you're also seeing bathtubs pop up in bedrooms.
Okay, I have never done that.
And I'm trying to think, like,
all I can think of is that commercial for Cialis or something when they're both in the bathtub.
I can see having a master bath off of the master suite.
Okay, are you saying sort of one open space? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm not sure. I was reading this.
You threw me with that, Patty.
And it said the bathtubs are popping up, but you have to have a place for the pipes and everything to
sure.
flow. So maybe it is an open space.
Maybe it's
maybe
an open space without a door. You know,
yeah.
for in the 80s, there was a trend where they put the bathroom sink more in the bedroom, and then the shower and,
yes.
And tub and stuff in the actual bathroom. Maybe it's
right.
like that, where the tub would be part of the room, maybe sort of in the sitting area, and then it went into
yes.
that. Because that could be a possibility.
That could
I
be.
Have not seen that.
I haven't seen it either, but I read about it.
Right.
And the last thing that's making a big comeback is libraries, built-in libraries
oh, yes.
into the bookshelf.
Yes, that is big.
As decor.
Oh, yes.
And the idea is libraries are making a comeback.
For sure.
There's something very soothing about being around real
books.
As opposed to e-books.
Oh, I agree.
You know, about...
And books, I think books are beautiful. I think the bindings of books are beautiful. Books are beautiful.
In fact, we just did, we're doing a lot of murals.
Okay.
In most of our wall covering books, we'll have one or two murals. We had a new book come out. We have four murals in it. And
uh-huh.
one of them is panels
okay.
of the actual library
uh-huh.
that was so popular like in the 80s. I don't, if you remember that you could do a whole wall with the wallpaper that
right.
showed all the books.
Well, how big are the pieces with these murals? Are they?
It depends, but most of them they're all digitally produced now, and ours tend to be 18-inch panels.
Okay.
So a mural can have 4, 6,
right.
8, 12 panels.
Right.
And usually they're like about 9 feet tall.
Wow.
So even if it's going into an 8-foot room, it's designed so that you can cut top and bottom.
Now, I've done murals before for people. often in children's room, once in a dining room in a historic home in Sleepy Hollow in Plainfield. That was lovely to do. But always with paint, not with paper, because I was always worried that that match would have to be just the, your paper would really have to be spot on with that.
Yeah, they're very, very, they're, because they're digitally done, the match is just
about... Oh, it's
about,
easy then?
It's very easy. Okay. It's just about perfect.
Wow.
We've done floral murals.
Okay.
One of our new books has the Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, neat.
Mural.
Oh, my God, that on an accent.
And we have a wall covering in this book, and the book is called The Avenues by Seabrook Designs.
Uh-huh.
And we have a wall covering that lists different stops in New York City for the subway.
I love
as
that.
As a wall covering.
See, I could see a lot of I just envision that with a lot of black and white. I think it would be really cool to have a New York scene or something if you're doing maybe a team
right.
room.
And the Brooklyn Bridge is done in black and white.
That would
and
be
we
gorgeous.
Did the movie reels.
Uh-huh.
And we also have a...
Oh, you know, great for a theater room.
Yes. And we also have in that book a sailboat mural.
Okay.
And then we have the bookcases.
Wow.
So they're beautiful. Beautiful.
You inspired me. I like that whole black and white thing with New York and stuff. My next, I'm working on one now, a proposal for one in Ringo's for a, maybe I'll be giving a call about a mural.
Yes.
Very
and we have another book. I'll just give the book a plug. It's
okay.
A Carl Robinson collection.
I'm going to go look for that. Carl Robinson. Do you have it? I'll see if I can borrow it from you. I'll walk into your car, Patty.
Called Atmospheres.
Okay.
And that's a very edgy mural book. It's got a lot of different sections in it because we sell globally.
Right.
So it has like a metal section. It has a retro section. It has the UK section. But it's really, really interesting.
Patty, we're getting down to our last minute, believe it or not. And the time with you goes so fast, I blink and it's over. So I want to, you brought so many new things to the table, and I go to everything, and you've even brought me some things that I wasn't aware of that I'm going to check out. I think it's great. In that last minute we have, is there anything that you want to sum up as far as spring? What should people be looking for in general?
I think just look for things that make you happy.
Happy.
Make
yeah.
you happy, make you feel
and
good, that you feel
key,
comfortable around.
That's
around.
The key, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, things could be on trend, but if they don't make you happy, they're not going to work.
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh.
And you'll know, you'll get this emotion. You'll be overcome with this emotion if something really appeals to you.
Exactly. Patty, you are a wealth of knowledge. I hope you come back again and again, because I learn from you every time you come. Thank you for being so gracious and being my guest. And I thank you all for listening and continue to support me here at Modern Design. And I will see you next Wednesday for another edition of Modern Design. Thank you, and have a good week, everybody. Get out there this weekend.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. A jury in Massachusetts has found former New England Patriots star Aaron Hernandez guilty of first-degree murder.
Charging the defendant Aaron Hernandez with murder? What say you, Madam Foreperson? Is the defendant not guilty, guilty of murder in the first degree, or guilty of murder in the second degree?
Guilty of murder in the first degree.
He is convicted in the 2013 shooting death of a man who was dating his fiancée's sister. The defense had argued Hernandez only witnessed the killing.
Passengers might be able to hack a plane's controls using in-flight Wi-Fi. That's according to a Government Accountability Office report released yesterday. It found that if the Wi-Fi system shares the same router as the plane's control system, a passenger could potentially gain control of the aircraft. Today is the last day to file your taxes. Millions of Americans are also in a mad dash to file, which means the IRS won't be much help today. Stocks are opening higher as financial earnings continue to beat street estimates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all ahead in early trading. This is USA Headline News.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4 inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Today is Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's a day to pause and remember the millions of Jews who died in Nazi Germany during